Welcome to Ida History, the show that digs up the most thought-provoking stories from Idaho's history. Here are your hosts, Jeff Wade and Mark Iverson.
That's right. This is Ida History. I am Jeff Wade, sitting across from Mr. Mark Iverson. What's going on, Mark?
I'm feeling truly blessed to be here, Jeff.
Excelente. So we're doing something a little different. We have a special guest in the studio today. Special guest, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm your wife.
Yes, you are. You are my wife, and you are our scorekeeper, Mark and Blair. We're doing something a little different this time. We're playing a little game. Mark, would you like to play a little game?
I got the six shooters. You got the bullets.
Okay.
So, just watch Deer Hunter.
It's going to be 12 paces, and then on the count of six, we'll turn. All right. No, actually, our game today is the, what's this thing called? Idaho.
Do you know your state? I don't know.
No.
Celebrate Idaho.
Trivia.
1890 centennial to 1990.
That's right. So it's the Idaho Trivia Centennial Edition. So, Mark, we're going to see how much we don't know about Idaho today. How's that sound?
I like to live with, you know, like the illusion that I'm an expert in Idaho history, but I know that I'm not.
Right. So from the rule booklet, so this is a board game that was produced for the Idaho Centennial back in 1990. Mark, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember 1990. And it was...
So anyway, questions were researched from various books, pamphlets, and highway maps. Pamphlet sources include the Idaho State Fish and Game Department, the Department of Parks and Recreation, the United States Forest Service, several chambers of commerce, and Idaho corporations. And that's from the rule booklet of this game, which other than that, we're pretty much ignoring the rule booklet. And we're just going to ask some questions. And you might hear some clinking around because we're having a drink while we're doing this. Thanks for the drinks, Mark.
You're welcome. Cutwater, the White Russian.
Which can only help us.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that brings us to the reason why we have Blair here. Blair is going to moderate us and read the questions for us, right?
I'll do what I can, senor. But I can't stop you guys.
Can't stop us?
Okay. You know exactly what that means.
Can't stop us now.
Okay.
All right, so you have some sample questions there, Blair. Why don't you read that?
Can I be called something else for today?
Do you want to be called Scout?
No, can I be called Goddess?
Goddess Blair.
Goddess vibes.
Goddess Blair. Okay. Back to the game. Blair, top question is for me. Bottom question is for Mark.
Hmm. Okay.
Goddess Blair is on the team.
Hit it, Goddess.
Hill Beachy was paid over $6,000 for the apprehension of the murderers of his friend Lloyd Magruder.
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 What historic Lewiston hotel did Beachy own?
That would be the Luna House. Excellent. Blair, I had you read that one because that's our next episode, actually.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Got an axe to grind with that one.
Okay. Mark, who led the prospecting party that found gold in the Owyhee Mountains?
That would be Magic Johnson.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, wait. That would be the Airwalker himself.
Right.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Right? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I said ding, ding, ding.
Well, he said Magic Johnson.
I need like a little bell or something. I'll clink my glass.
There you go. There you go. Perfect.
Drinking too.
Yes.
Excellent.
The reason why I had you read that one, because it ties into our Snake War episode. We talked about Michael Jordan and his death in the creek, which now bears his name down yonder there.
Isn't it Crick?
Yes, in Idaho it is pronounced Crick.
Yeah, if you were talking like them folks back in the day, you'd say Crick.
Oh, my stepdad says Crick.
We're stepping over Cow Crick. You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. All right, shall we get to it? Are we using the board, Mark, or are we just going for it?
I haven't thought that out, Jeff.
So let me describe this board really quick, though. It looks like a Monopoly board, but each space is a county in Idaho and a company. So you have like Orida.
Simplot, of course.
Simplot, of course. You have Idaho Spud, the candy bars. But then you have a lot of companies that I've never heard of, or companies that are defunct, like Mountain Bell.
Is IBM still here?
Yes.
Oh, shit. In Boise?
Payette.
Oh, yeah.
IBM is still active.
Or you have, like, what else we got on there, Mark? Potlatch. That's still around?
Orida.
Hewlett Packard. Oh, yeah, each...
Louisiana Pacific Corporation.
Each, the Idaho Statesman, they're still around. No longer local, unfortunately, but still really? Around.
How are they not local? They have an office in Nampa.
They have an office in Boise, but they're owned by a... we probably shouldn't get into that right now.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, the board's pretty cool. It has the state of Idaho in the middle with all the county seats on it.
And that weird misplaced five-pointed star.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the middle of Idaho.
What are you talking about?
You can't see the five-pointed star?
No.
And Bethemet?
That must be where all the cattle mutilations happen.
Yeah, I mean, those are important.
All right, ready?
All right, who's going first? We didn't decide that yet.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, Mark.
Okay. Give me what you got.
Okay, Mark. Oh, half these cards are turned around. What was the nickname for the industrial workers of the world?
The Wobblies.
Yes.
That's an Idaho question? I know they were active here. Yeah, blowing shit up for workers' rights.
Okay.
You know.
I would not have known that one.
Yeah, I mean, because I studied communism in my undergrad.
Those
fucking guys were communists.
Are we keep going if you're right, or do I switch it?
I think we're switching off.
Okay.
First to like 20 or something.
We're switching.
So you got to make sure you keep score there.
Yeah. One, or is that two?
That's one.
That's one. Okay.
In which wilderness area are the Seven Devils Peaks located?
I want to say the Frank Church River of No Return.
No.
Mm, all right. Mark seems like he knows it. What is it, Mark?
Well, shit, now I'm like, do I know it? I know where those are. It's in the Hell's Canyon area.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Good job, Mark.
Wait, does he get...
I would like to say that Jeff was born here and I wasn't. I think I've won this game. Good night.
So he gets a point for stealing?
Yes.
I'm glad we're making this up as we go along. Mm-hmm.
I don't really actually want to take time to figure this whole thing out.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Name the Bannock leader who helped General Howard fight the Nez Perce.
Oh, shit. I know Bannock leaders. So Bannock leader, it said Bannock?
Mm-hmm.
Howluck. Pocatello.
You can't keep guessing. It's Jeff's turn. Jeff, go.
Let's see. Howluck was Paiute, so I know it's not that.
Shit. Bigfoot.
I want to say Winnemucca. He was Paiute as well. So my answer I'm going to go with is Wee-Wah-Wee-Wah.
No. It's Buffalo Horn.
Oh. Did we talk about
it? Oh, he was Bannock, but that was during the 1878.
Yeah, that was later.
Yeah, that was the year later. So he helps the military hunt down the Nez Perce. And then they're like, okay, we've dealt with Nez Perce. Now we're going to fuck over the Bannock.
That's how it went, unfortunately.
What domestic animal did Idaho's inhabitants have 9,000 years ago?
This is for Mark, right?
You guys both were going on the last one, so we'll turn it over to Mark.
Yeah. Well, I got it wrong, so then...
What domestic animal?
No, he got it wrong. No, it is my question.
Okay, then it's your turn.
Whose question is it?
I don't know. We've been drinking.
Okay. Mark, it's your turn.
Domestic animal did... The dog.
Yes.
Yeah, and they would eat Spot every once in a while when they were starving. I read that.
Oh, yeah, they fed to the trappers, historians.
So. I'd eat my dog Izzy in an enchilada mix.
I'd put mine in like a schnitzel.
Yeah, as long as you mix it up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. What you got?
What is the county seat of Clearwater County?
Hold on.
Don't look at the map.
It's on the top of my head. Is it Lewiston?
No, it's not.
What is it? Oh, wait.
Nope, don't look at the map.
You're full of Pooiston.
Does Mark want to try without looking?
Moscow?
Orofino.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Really?
I thought that was just a creek.
Come on, babe.
That's a town. It's a beautiful little town full of lumberjacks and such.
And inmates.
And inmates and crazy
people. Well, that's why you guys know about it.
Oh, yeah. I've been there twice.
That's a story for another time. Mark's turn.
Yes.
Within 3,000, how many miles of fishable streams are found in Idaho?
Within 3,000 of the right number? Oh, shit. There's a lot of rivers and stuff and streams. Did it just say streams or does it include rivers?
This is so weird. This is inverted weird. I don't know.
Whoa, somebody would think this was some, like, obscure...
Again, you're recording. We're both recording. All right, folks. Sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty. If you hear a difference in how we're recording, that's why. And anyway, Mark, you're trying to decide how many...
Fishable streams are found in Idaho.
Well, my first answer is, who fucking cares? But I'm no fisherman, so I would say 20,000.
No.
Shit.
Babe. Is there a multiple choice on this one, or?
Nope.
And we're talking miles?
Yes.
57,000 miles.
No.
Are you talking to the microphone?
No.
Okay. What's the...
Goddess Blair, what's the answer, Goddess Blair?
Goddess Blair, what is the answer, please?
16,000 miles.
Oh, damn it. I was 1,000 off.
You were 1,000 off.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Son of a gun.
All right. I think it's my question now.
The Devil's Washbowl can be found at what Gooding County State Park?
Gooding County... Harriman?
No.
I don't know.
State Park? You say?
Yes.
Horse's Udder?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Mallard Gorge?
Oh, the Mallard Gorge. Shit, that's where the prison break was.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, okay, yeah. Well. As featured in our book.
Murder and Mayhem in Boise?
Yes,
Jeff, I got a whopping $178 in royalties.
Ooh.
What about you?
Same.
Yeah.
Fitty.
Rich.
Yep.
What is the county seat of Payette County, Mark?
Payette?
Yay!
Oh, okay.
I felt bad for you guys.
That's so a hard one right there.
Bing.
There you
don't
go.
Touch my wine.
Well, you aren't doing it.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm Vanna White and I'm Pat Sajak right now, okay?
You have displeased Goddess Blair.
You're Pat and Vanna at the same time?
Pat yeah. Van? What?
Pavanna.
Pavanna? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of different roles up in here.
All right, Pavanna.
Pat the Van.
What? The large lava-topped hills near Marsing, where Easter sunrise services are often held, is called?
A Lizard Butte.
Good job, babe.
I love
one
that
point for...
this place is named after the lizard. It's Lizard Butte, but lizard it's for King. Christian people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did I get a point?
Yes, one.
Heck yeah.
Mark's still winning.
Wow. The Lizard King, man.
The non-native.
Give Mark
continue.
A hard question.
I'm just okay. A whiz kid, man. What can I say?
For what event were 42,000 participants at... Oh, I'm going to butcher this. Farragut State Park.
Farragut State Park in North Idaho. I would say...
In 1969.
Athol.
What'd you call me?
You're kind of a... Are you from Athol? You're an Atholite? For what event, 1969?
Yep.
The moon landings.
Negative.
Shit.
Babe.
1969... 42,000 people.
It's your favorite organization.
Farragut. My favorite organization.
Mm-hmm. Fond memories of the child.
Mambla.
Sorry. The North American Marlon Brando lookalikes.
Man, boy.
National Boy Scout Jamboree.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. That is a... Who's gonna know that?
42,000.
He was a Boy Scout.
I was a Cub Scout.
My little man.
Is there a difference between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts?
Not really.
No, it's all one organization, but like the Cub Scouts are like the 5 to maybe 6, 7 year old.
You still should have known, Jeff.
Wow.
I should have. I did a lot of that with my dad, actually.
Wow.
Who helped me answer the last question because he grew up there?
My dad took me to Seahawks games. So I learned how to lose fast.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't rich.
Ready?
Yeah, I am sorry for you too, Jeff.
In what county is Maury State Park? Mark. Maori State Park.
Well, the Maori, they're from New Zealand, aren't they? Yeah, am I just a little off here?
Can you spell that for us? I'm not sure you're saying it
right. Maori?
M-O-W-R-Y.
Okay, that doesn't
help. In what county are they?
Yes. State Park.
Okay, so in what county or what state park?
In which county is Maori State Park? Where is it located?
Shit. Man.
Tell me on the map where it is.
Point. Show us where it is.
Where do they touch the state park? Shit. I don't know. Like,
For our listeners, Mark is trying to find
it. Okay, time's up. Gosh. Jeff?
What county?
Cascade.
Negative.
It's not a county.
Oh, yeah, it's a city.
Power County.
Negative. Kootenay. Lake Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, that's shit.
Only by water.
That's where my in-laws live. Okay.
Well, you just disappointed them. Well, but it's nothing new.
I do. Exactly. Goddess Blair. Damn it. She sees all, knows all.
Gotcha with that one.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Babe. Easy one, please.
In what city's Ross Park would you find a life-size replica of Fort Hall?
Shit!
Parma. Parmesan.
No, sir.
No. Mark, take it away.
That is Fort Boise.
Negative. Pocatello.
No, I was saying the one he was talking about.
Okay. Scrub that question. Scrub that question.
Goddess Blair.
Goddess Blair.
I would have got that wrong anyway, though. So
what were you going to say?
Boise.
Fort Hall. But I know that Fort Hall is right outside of Pocatello, you know?
I really hope no one listens to this episode.
Just buying time, folks, to give you the serious stuff.
Okay, ready?
Is it for me?
Oh, Mark, okay.
Most of the Boise National Forest is located on a geological formation known as what?
Rocks. Wait, just kidding. Wait.
A mountain.
Yeah. A gorge. Okay, most of this forest.
The Boise National.
Is a geological on a geological formation called what?
Yeah. Thank you for repeating the question. Do you want a cookie? Like,
yeah, the Sawtooth Mountains.
No.
Shit. Well, I don't know. The basalt stratus layer.
Geological formation.
Yes. We've established that.
Historians, not geologists.
Yeah, what the hell is this stupid game? Yeah. Bravo, Baker. This game's fucking stupid because that's not a history question.
I'm going to say the Boise Fault.
Negative. Idaho Batholich.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Well, the Idaho Batholich?
I don't know what the hell it is.
I don't either.
Okay, next question.
Okay.
Jacques.
Babe. Yes.
What is the county seat of Bonner County?
Can I look at the map?
Fucking Bonerville.
Okay, so Bonner County is way the hill up there in North Idaho.
Well, I hope to God you can figure it out, because you...
I don't know any towns up past Coeur d'Alene, unfortunately.
Oh, shit, I know this. I'm not going to tell you, because I'm on a point.
Thanks. Well, you can't look at the map.
No, I don't. I'm not looking at the map. I know it, because my wife went there, stayed in a nice, comfy bed and breakfast in an old school house, and she liked it.
I'm going to say... Ruby Ridge.
Yeah. Great bed and breakfast, Jeff.
All right, what is it, Mark?
Shoot for the stars, baby. What?
What is it? It's your turn.
Bonner's Ferry?
No.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Sandpoint?
Yes.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
It makes no sense.
Great breakfast for you. Laughing donut.
How are we doing, Blair? What's the score?
Mark is 4.
You're supposed
year
to be keeping
one.
Us together.
Ready?
Yes.
Mark.
Okay, yeah.
Celebrate the apple bottom.
Apple
blossom festival.
With the firm.
Put a cup on it, baby.
Where do you celebrate the apple blossom festival?
Oh shit! Yeah, I know this, man.
No, you don't.
Japan. Goddess, your negativity is rubbing off on my soul.
I've heard this
baby.
Before in my life. It's
the apple blossom fair. I know this because I've.
Festival, not a fair.
Japan. Just kidding. Pocatello.
No.
Fuck.
Come on, babe.
These are stupid questions. Where's this?
This was made a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm.
This is history nobody gives a shit about.
This is why we do more interesting stuff. This is why we are half drunk, though, honestly.
Yeah. No, this is the easiest question on this card.
Okay, apple. Okay, it's not Emmett. They do cherries. I'm going to say Weezer.
Nope. Probably.
No, okay.
Go to Payette County.
Payette.
How is it Payette County?
It literally says go to Payette County.
Oh. That's it?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I know.
Nobody wants to go there.
I do. I like it there.
Okay. Payette's actually kind of cool. We should go there.
It is cool.
We should go on a summer trip.
I tried to buy a house.
Let's take the old
when?
1978 motorhome out and
when
go
you try
have
to
some fun.
Buy a house there? Yes,
we'll take the kids and we'll do drugs together.
What marriage is this?
Yours.
Oh, I don't recall.
The underground house.
Oh, the bomb shelter?
Okay, yeah, let's go. My question.
It's your turn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who assassinated Governor?
The Governator.
Governor Steuwenberg.
Who assassinated him?
Yeah.
Is that your
Good job, Paige.
That's an easy one.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, now that's
two
history.
2 points.
We just drove by his house yesterday, actually.
Two points. Yes, we did. I wasn't there for that.
You were. Mm. I pointed it out to you. Okay. Like I always do.
That's true.
Like a history nerd.
Because it's in Caldwell.
Goddess Blair's dinner. Goddess work.
All right, Mark's turn. Oh, I'm catching up.
Which state park has the same name as a rifle?
State park has the same name as a rifle.
Yep. I would write this question and say it a different way. Would you like a hint? Call a friend, phone a friend, ask the goddess.
Do those exist?
They can now.
Winchester.
Yeah, Winchester Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, my guess was going to be...
Didn't need the phone friend yet.
Oh, good job.
Okay. Babe.
Yes.
What mineral is alloyed? Alloyed?
Alloyed?
Yeah. Alloyed with zinc to make brass or with tin to make bronze? Oh, I forgot my ding for you, Mark.
Oh, thank you.
He's kind of a ding. All
right. In the right direction, Babe.
Why are you asking me this question, though?
Because you should know this stuff.
Okay, we're making brass.
Mineral is alloyed with zinc to make brass or with tin to make bronze?
It's pretty obvious, Jeff.
I know this. I just listened to a podcast episode on the Bronze Age. I should know this. Lead. Is it lead? It's not lead, is it?
Mineral. No. Copper.
Did you just say what it
you
was?
Just gave him the answer.
Yeah.
Void that question.
Well, that doesn't count, but you missed it, so now it's my turn.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the last name of the two brothers, Dennis and True, who discovered the Sunshine Mine?
This is your area.
Dennis and True that founded the Sunshine Mine. Dennis and True Blood.
Close. Think Lori Vallow's trial.
Are you going to me?
Yep.
What is Burke?
Blake. Lindsay Blake. Oh. That's why I said Lori Vallow's trial.
We don't
Lindsay
know that.
Blake. Well,
okay.
History. Come on.
That's pretty specific.
It was.
You sure it's not Burke?
It's Blake.
Okay. I'm going with Burke.
No. Within three, how many national forests are located in Idaho? I don't care. Within
fucking
three.
Cares,
within
man.
Three what, though? Within three. That's
I
all
think,
it says.
Mark, we can skip this one.
Yeah, let's skip it.
Yeah, skipping this one.
Stupid one.
What's the answer, though?
14.
Okay. That question sucks.
I know. What did Indians sometimes call whiskey?
Firewater.
Good job, Mark.
I thought it was my question.
No.
Oh my god. You know
this
I
is
edit
yours.
This, right?
Huh?
You know I edit this, right?
So. Mary.
A machine used by lode miners to crush ore was called a
stamp mill.
Good job, babe.
Yes.
Coming in hot.
Catching up, Mark.
You got a hot load, buddy.
I'm hot on your ass with the two.
Gross. Yes. Why are these all minerals?
Skip it.
I'm not a geologist, guys.
This is awful. What layered softwood product was introduced by Potlatch at the Lewis and Clark World Fair in 1905?
Is this mine?
Yes.
What layered softwood?
Softwood.
Product.
Oh man, I think I know this one.
Take your time there. Don't hurt yourself though.
Oh, damn it. It's just like having a brain fart. It's where you take a bunch of pieces of wood and plywood.
There you go. Good job, Mark.
I knew that.
Plexiwood.
Knew that.
I know, but just like Terry Archer, I knew that too.
How long did Governor Steuerberg have the Kellogg Mining District placed under martial law? Or marital law?
Marital. Marshall.
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 Okay. This is definitely a Mark question, but how long did he have it under Marshall? I'm going to say 18 months.
I guess so. It says 1 month, 6 months, or over 1 year.
Oh, you can give us the multiple choice.
Yeah.
Oh, this is multiple choice?
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
The answer is underlined.
Okay, well, we would have seen a lot smarter.
So over 1 year, I win.
Yeah. Okay, good job.
Ding me.
Damn it.
Give me the ding.
I wrote a paper on that in grad school.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Send me that.
Okay.
Send me an angel.
Worst question.
Star garnets are found only in Idaho and in the country of?
The United States. Estonia. I bought my wife a star garnet when we first moved here. So, baby, you're the star in my life, honey.
Was it an Idaho star garnet?
Yes, it was, actually. Or so the jeweler said that charged me $500.
You had your guesses. It's
Japan!
No, Jeff.
Is it multiple choice?
No!
Okay. I'm going to say... You said Estonia? I'm gonna say Ethiopia.
No. India.
What the fuck is supposed to know that?
Name one of the three governors who were elected to the state office three or more times.
Is this Jeff's question?
Is this multiple choice?
No. I mean, it can be. It has three choices, but you have to choose one.
Well, give me the choices.
I can't.
Governor Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
it's not underlined or anything.
Oh, okay, gotcha. It tells you all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... You know, I was going to buy this framed thing that had all the governors listed out. I should have bought that because I would have known.
Well, no, I think then you were like, that would be fucking lame.
No. Okay, I'm going to go with my boy, Cecil Andrus.
Cecil?
Good job.
Is he on there?
Yeah.
Cecil?
Thank you, Uncle Cecil.
Okay, ready? Cecil.
Shit. What's the tally here?
Yeah, what are we up to? What's the score?
Mark 7, Jeff 5.
Oh, damn.
We're gonna...
What year did they... Liz, hold on. What year did the Telegraph first come to Idaho?
The Telegraphers? Oh, shit, I'd say 1884.
Is there options?
1864?
Give them the options.
Oh, are there options?
1856. 1866 no. Or 1876?
1866.
Good job, Mark.
Maybe I shouldn't give options.
Yeah, exactly.
But oh, well.
Ding.
You're going to need more wine.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who was the Methodist missionary on his way to Oregon who conducted the first church service in
Method
Idaho?
Man, son. What?
I think he got this.
Whitman? Is that Whitman?
No.
Fuck.
Mark?
Okay, wait. What? Who is that? Who was the Methodist minister that came out here and did some shit?
On his way to Oregon, he conducted the first church service in Idaho, but yes.
Spalding.
No.
It wasn't Whitman?
No. Jason Lee.
Who the fuck is that guy? He's the guy who was in
Fort Hall.
You know, he's the
Fort Hall Goss again.
Oh, he's the actor in Mallrats.
Yeah.
No.
And My name's something Earl. About Earl's dead or something. Yeah. Like. My name is Earl.
That's a good show.
Who built Fort Hall?
Was it my
Mark.
Questions? Okay.
Oh, I thought I was the.
No, you're up.
Who
burnt down Fort Hall?
No. Who built it?
Like company or like person?
I can't give you that. It's not a multiple choice.
Wyeth.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Nathaniel Wyeth.
Nathaniel Wyeth.
Natty Y, yo.
The OG?
Yeah, dog.
Some of the richest gold and silver. Silver?
Silver.
Silver.
Okay, babe, ready?
I'm ready.
You got this. Some of the richest gold and silver ore ever produced came from the Poor Man Mine in what southwestern county?
Oahe.
Good job. Woo-hoo. And none for Mark.
Ding me.
The rich motherfucker mine? No. That's what I deal with, man. That's what I mine, motherfucker. I go to the rich motherfucker mine.
What Idaho-based construction company owns the largest West Coast shipyard?
Ooh. Cascadia?
No.
Boise Cascade?
No.
Weyerhaeuser?
Stop, babe. Turn off his mic. Go.
I can't. Morrison Knudsen.
Good job, man.
Ah, shit. I thought you said wood. You didn't say wood?
Do wood.
Company. I said construction company.
Yeah.
Shipyard.
Oh, shit. Morrison Knudsen.
Damn it.
Why?
Because he knows that.
Well, that's great.
You don't want me to know it, though.
Ask him that question, but it doesn't count.
Which group of fur trappers named the Boise River?
The Astorians.
Good job.
Named now Astoria, Oregon. Yes. Great seafood. The Goonies. Named after the Astorians.
The Goonies are named for the Astorians?
No, they're just badass from the Goondocks, dude.
Ducks.
Ready?
No.
What College of Idaho president served for 45 years?
Oh.
Come on, babe.
Timothy? Timothy O'Leary.
No.
I don't know.
Go,
Mike Smith.
Mike Simpson.
No.
Ted Smith.
Teddy J. Boone.
Daniel Boone.
All right, last question takes it all.
No, we're not there yet.
On what state campus is the Idaho Museum of National History located? Mark.
Is this my question?
Yes.
On what state campus? Oh, Idaho State University.
Good job, Mark.
Tigers or whatever. Tigers?
La Tigre.
It just says Idaho State University. Okay, what percentage of women were members of the U of I's first graduating class?
Too many.
Not you. And with that, we're done.
Maybe we should have brought a gun into this.
Oh, no, this is just getting good.
What percentage?
Yeah.
1%.
No, 50%.
50%?
You sexist.
Yeah, two women and two men.
That doesn't count because you gave them the answer already.
No, I didn't get it right. I said too many. Oh, was that my question?
Wait, where are we at?
it was Mark's question. You guessed. You said one.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
50.
You already got
that
it wrong.
That doesn't count.
No one got it.
Okay.
I blame you.
Next question.
Name the president of Boise Junior College who served for 31 years.
I was going to say this is my question, but I think this is Mark's question.
No, this is mine. It's yours.
Yeah, it's yours.
Mine?
Yeah, sure.
It's yours now. Junior college that served for 31 years?
Yeah, you should
Bronco
know.
Bronco Billy.
I didn't go to BSU. I'm the only one in this room that didn't go to BSU.
Come on. Mark and I know. I would have known this already before.
Timothy?
No.
I don't know.
Not Tiny Tim. Not anything with Timmy. No. Come on, Mark.
Robert.
Bob Gooster.
Chafee Hall.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
The shittiest dorms ever. Chafee should be torn down.
Chafee. Oh, I always think of Chafage.
I think chlamydia. I really do.
Okay, next question. This one's for Mark.
Mark, what was the name of the first steamship in Idaho?
The first steamship.
Yeah.
The Idaho.
The The Shoshone.
No.
Maverick.
Quaddle Wright.
The Goose.
Quaddle Wright, May 1861.
Colonic Wright?
Quaddle Wright. Well,
put that one aside. I want to read more on that.
Colonel.
Colonel Wright.
Yeah. The Colonel Wright.
That's like the colonic.
This steamboat is brought to you from fucking Nampa Colonics.
Edit that out.
No. It's funny, man.
Oh, man.
Is that not Colonel?
Colonel.
How's that Colonel?
No idea.
It's not, there's no R.
That would have been a better question.
That's not Colonel, though.
That would have been a better question.
But it says Colonel.
Mark, name the Rigby.
Colonel.
Name the Rigby native. How is that? With inventing
Hold
the
on.
Television.
Pause this.
Shit.
Pause this.
What do we got? How much time?
All right, there we go. So, Blair, where we're at for the score again? Let us know.
10 for Mark, 7 for Jeff.
Okay. And I think we're on my question?
Jeff.
Because yes. The Colonel right on was Mark's, so now it's mine. All right.
Yes.
All right, what we got? Lay it on me.
The southern boundary of Idaho is set at what parallel?
Oh, God damn it.
That's like math, dude.
Okay, so I know the 38th is up by Salmon. So I'm going to say the 32nd?
No.
What is it?
Mark needs to go.
28th.
No. The 42nd.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait, what? Oh, shit. It's like in reverse.
Okay.
Kids, folks, we are geniuses.
Yeah, I hope no one's actually trying to learn history from this. Yeah.
These questions are stupid. It's 1990, dude.
Totally.
Unless I get it right.
Ready, Mark?
Yes.
What table? What type of rock was quarried from Table Rock to use in building the state capitol?
Oh, I do know this. Yeah, granite.
No.
Marble.
No.
Limestone.
No, you're done, Jeff.
Sandstone.
Yeah, fucking, I knew that guy.
You know that.
Damn it. I knew
Bill
that.
Boise.
Yeah, shit.
Bill Boise.
The foundation of the capital.
Oh, man.
It's all sandy.
Ding me and give me a point.
Shit, that was a stupid brain fart, Mark.
Give me 2 points.
Jeff is.
No.
No.
Okay, ready, babe?
I need another white Russian.
The Idaho Bathlitch is composed of what type of rock?
Granite.
Yeah, good job, man.
Yeah, is he tied?
That's 2 in a row.
No, he's one under you.
And it's geology. Stupid geology. Nobody cares.
Wait, what? Oh, did I ding you?
Ding me. Thank you.
Mark.
Yes.
What World War II naval training station was built on the shore of Lake Pend, Oriel?
Pendere. Yes, Farragut.
Did I say that wrong? What is it called?
Pendere, Lake Pendere.
Dory, I said it wrong too. Yeah.
Lake Pendel, I don't
know. It looks like Pendoriel or whatever, but it's Pendere.
It's French.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of Idahoans are like, yeah, see, man, tell you what. It's like, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mark got that.
Mark got that. Did you give him a point?
Yes.
You don't have to. I mean.
Nope, he got a point. Okay.
Get the whiskey out, Mark.
Yes.
What species of rainbow trout migrates to the ocean?
What?
I know.
Is there more than one species of rainbow trout?
Yes.
Idaho.
Sockeye?
No.
What is it?
Mark's turn.
Cutthroat?
Steelhead.
Those are salmon!
Oh. Yeah.
Aren't those salmon?
What species of rainbow trout migrates to the ocean? Steelhead.
That's what it says.
I thought a steelhead was a fucking salmon.
No. Steelhead trout.
I'm going to have to look that up as I'm editing.
Oh, shit.
Okay, ready?
My turn?
Yep.
Okay.
The series of fissures across southern Idaho that lava once flowed from is called?
The series of fissures.
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 Or fissures?
Fishers. No, fishers. It's fishers. Like fishers of men. A snake river battle?
No.
What? Mark?
What's that place in the east? Probably all the black rocks. Cloud rocks.
Craters of the moon.
Yeah. Craters of the moon. Fissures.
The Great Rift.
Never heard of that.
That's a great band, but back to the question.
Grateful.
Carlos Santana and
the Grateful Rift. Rift.
Yeah, the Grateful Rift.
Ready? Mark? Yeah. Is it your turn or is it Mark's?
It is Mark. I hope.
If you are willing to wait a year to get your Ray Hole saddle.
I never go that long. You gotta keep that.
The what?
Are you ready?
Oh, sound my ray hole. Oh. What?
Okay, hold on. Okay. If you're willing to wait a year to get a... Okay. Okay, I'm very serious. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Be serious.
If you're willing to wait a year to get your...
Your ray hole?
Stop! Okay.
Okay, let's be serious. I can't stop laughing. But
no one talk.
Okay.
I'm going to say this as fast as I can. No one talk.
Can we laugh?
No, don't laugh. I'm being serious. If you're willing to wait... Stop. If you're willing to wait a year to get your ray hole saddle, in what Idaho County town would it be made?
In what Idaho County town would it be made?
Mm-hmm.
Grangeville.
Good job.
Woo! I was thinking of the counties.
Ding, ding. Ding him. You would ding. All right. I've got tears in my eyes.
Ray. Oh,
man. I kind of wish you said Butte, just for fun. Okay.
Please sound very old.
What two counties are named for famous explorers besides Lewis and Clark, babe?
Fremont. Payette.
So close.
Yes, I'm going to give that one to me.
Nope.
Dear goddess.
Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
And Bonneville.
Oh!
Bonneville!
Fuck that French asshole.
God damn it. Le Mans.
Le Mans.
Look at all those beavers.
Ready?
Bonneville. Okay, yeah.
What Meadows Valley Ranch was one of the largest Western U.S. saddle U.S. cattle operations in the 1800s.
Titty Burger.
1880s.
Titty Burger.
No.
Can you repeat the question?
What Meadows Valley Ranch was one of the largest Western U.S. cattle operations in the 1880s?
Is this his question or mine?
Yours. No, it's Mark's. It's Mark's because you messed up on Bonneville.
Steersville.
No.
Very confident there. Meadows Valley. So I'm thinking that's New Meadows, right?
Yeah.
But the only ranch I know is like...
Hidden Valley
Ranch. Okay.
Circle C.
Okay, Circle K Ranch.
Yeah. Circle C. Not Circle K.
Who knows that? Circle C Ranch.
Alright, next question. Come on.
Okay, this one takes the win.
No, we're not there yet.
Yes, we are.
No, we need more time.
We're not even to an hour.
We gotta record more.
Yeah. What? We can't let our people down.
Scratch Jeff's face. Do it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Our children will like their parents back. Anyways.
They're asleep. Hit it.
This is going to be edited out, though, so we have to go to, like, a lot of time.
Yep. Keep going. We're only 20.
And what Idaho's second national park monument? What is not Idaho's second national park or monument?
I don't know, Cocknacker. What's going on? In what? What?
The second.
What? What was Idaho's second national park or monument?
Whose turn is it?
It's yours.
Craters of the Moon.
That's what I was going to say.
Nope.
But yes. My real answer
is
National Park or Monument. National Park. What other ones are there?
I don't know. Craters of the Moon. Boise. No, French.
Fucking. National Park. Stop that.
Sawtooth Range.
National Park or Monument. I don't know. Oh, why he's...
Nez Perce.
Mark's turn.
No, it's your turn.
My turn.
Oh, that was mine?
Yeah.
I thought it was mine.
Oh, no, it's yours. Okay, yeah, it's Mark's.
That's Mark's.
Near what Idaho County town can you find St. Gertrude's Convent?
Grangeville.
No.
Oh, Cottonwood.
You fucked up.
Cottonwood.
Grangeville, near very
Cottonwood. No, I know, but then, but it's Grangeville. Cottonwood.
I will give that to him because he said it in the same breath.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I stayed there with my wife, and I went on the Station of the Cross on my knees and went to the cemetery.
I'll ding him.
Fine. I prayed
at the altar of St. Juggs.
Jones.
For Colonel, right?
Jim Jones?
Juggs. Jimmy Jones.
Colonel Jones.
Colonel.
Okay,
Colonel.
Yes, Jones.
Who was the main man? Who was the man tried for murder whose boss would become Nevada's governor, his defense counsel, Idaho's governor, and the prosecutor, and esteemed Idaho senator?
Who is Diamond Field Jack?
I saw that.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Dig me.
Good job, yeah.
Stop. Don't touch my wine.
I'm still up by like two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's not.
He's up by three, actually.
Okay. I'm not happy.
Oh, babe, I wish this was your question. We have fond memories here.
Uh-oh.
Or about this place.
Oh, I know.
What is the county seat of Fremont County?
We've never been there. We have never been there.
No, but our late good friend has.
Fremont. What is Fresno?
No.
Fremont County. Shit. I fuck.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You'll know it when I tell
Paris.
You.
Paris.
Okay, I know it's Eastern Idaho.
Yes, think of our dear friend.
Preston. Oh, Napoleon Dynamite, Preston.
Not our dear friend.
Oh.
I just said Preston.
You said Preston. Is it Preston?
No.
What is it?
Fremont.
You ready for this?
Fremonte.
Fremont,
that's
the town.
It's St. Anthony.
Oh, I've been there.
You haven't been there.
I have been there.
Name four of Idaho's major farm crops.
Oh, boy, potatoes.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes.
Four of them.
Beets.
Ooh, good question. Good answer.
Okay.
Beets.
Sugar beets, but sure, okay. We'll take it.
I'll give it to him.
The difference?
This is supposed to be your question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, never mind.
Okay, just retry.
Potatoes?
No.
Sugar beets?
No. Take what he didn't say.
Cereal grains.
No.
Yes.
Rice?
No.
Wheat.
Yes, we'll take that.
That's a cereal grain.
Okay, well, be more specific.
Barley.
Good job.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Do I get a point for that?
You get barley and wheat. Keep going.
Oh. Potato.
No.
Hops.
Oh, shit. Did you say grains? Or no, you meant crops.
Name four of Idaho's major farm crops.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Serranos.
Serranos. Serranos. Tomatillos.
Oh my god. Okay, you both lose.
Okay.
I thought he got it.
Potatoes? He was not allowed to use the same ones that you said.
Oh, yeah, but he had them. I mean, it's okay if you took them.
I would have said the same thing.
Those are terrible.
Give him a
point. He says give me a point. Blair.
Yeah. Not dinging because you cheated.
God damn. Oh.
95% of the nation's hybrid sweet corn seed is grown in which Idaho Valley, Mark? Fuck.
The treasure.
Good job, Mark.
Really?
Yes.
It's the only valley I knew. Magic.
Magic, yeah. Mm-hmm. Long Valley, Cascade.
Long, yeah, that's right.
Mica, often used as window panels for early cars or as electrical insulation, is also known as
mica quartz. What?
Used as window panels. Mm.
Yeah.
For early cars.
Yeah.
Or electrical insulation, is also known as. Isinglass.
Fiberglass.
Isinglass.
Ising?
Isinglass.
The fuck is
Isinglass.
That?
Isinglass. That's like something from Lord of the Rings.
Isinglass.
Do you get the Isinglass, Gollum?
Okay. You could find fossils of leaves with autumn colors and beetles with metallic hues at what Shoshone County fossil beds?
Shoshone. Oh, I know this one.
Not your turn, babe.
Hagerman.
No. Go, babe.
I was going to say Hagerman.
The horses. Shoshone Ice Caves.
No.
Hagerman fossil beds with horses.
Shoshone, so that's up. That's north of Twin Falls, right?
Don't hurt yourself, guys.
Mud pits with feathers.
Oh, Shoshone fossil beds.
Clarkia.
What the fuck was that? What?
For Lewis and Clark.
That's not a thing.
It is.
These aren't even history questions. This is a stupid game.
Hit us with the history.
Most of the people who settled in Idaho in the early 1860s traveled in which directions to get here?
East.
Good job, Dane.
Was that your question, though?
Yes, anyone's.
Are we doing anyone's
now? Yeah.
Should we do a buzz? Bzz?
Idaho was the beneficiary of a large share of projects by what Depression-era government workforce?
CCC.
Good job, Mark.
Civilian Conservation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Name the BSU facility that serves as a site for technology-supported workshops, seminars, and teleconferences.
How old is this game?
Smurf turf?
Oh, come on. It's like Idaho's number one employer.
Albertsons.
Micron. Said a lot. Oh. Oh, my God, you guys.
I hate
what is Idaho's largest caldera?
Yellowstone.
No.
Hey, this is mine.
Oh. It's anyone's. But you're wrong.
I thought this was...
I think we've thrown...
It's a free-for-all. Go. Flash round.
It's the lightning round, Mark.
Caldera.
It's not Yellowstone.
It's not Yellowstone. Brownstone?
Brownstone.
Island Park.
Oh, shit.
What is Idaho's highest mountain south of the Snake River?
Mount War. No.
No.
Thompson.
No. Cache Park.
What the fuck?
Peak. Cache Peak.
Cache Peak. Oh.
Cache Peak. Island... Oh, God, no. At what university is the annual Boris Synopsis held?
ISU.
U of I. You still failed.
She's gentle.
At which Idaho University did the Pacific Northwest first summer school start?
Fuck, I don't care. No.
Yeah, some good questions.
That's all I got. Suck. The starting point for the survey of all lands in Idaho is called?
Initial point.
That's not a good question.
Initial point. I was just there, like 2 weeks ago.
Good job.
Point one.
Did you write me down for point?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're not getting a ding.
I think the goddess is tired of this game.
She's tired of her bullshit.
What were the sandstone blocks on the lower level of the state capitol building carved to resemble?
Stones.
No.
Lions?
No.
I knew that one.
Logs.
That's stupid.
Are they really?
Yeah, as in log cabin.
I know they're like a regular shape, but I didn't think they were logs.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Guess I'm good.
these questions are so old, I don't think we have any good ones.
Yeah. Well, it's history, so it's not changed.
What area in Idaho is named for Senator Frank Church?
The church wilderness of the known turn.
Good job, you guys. There you go.
We'll get a point for that one, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Stop looking over my shoulder.
I'm not.
You're cheating.
Okay. How many points are we at?
31 for Mark. 31 for Jeff.
31 for Jeff?
I'm kidding.
I thought I was up by three on him.
I'm kidding. 5, 10, 15. So 16 for Mark, 16 for Jeff.
Oh, we are tied. Okay, first of
all. What college is in Coeur d'Alene?
North Idaho.
Good job, Mark. What act allowed for the federal government to give land to states in order to develop irrigation systems?
Oh, shit. The Desert Land Act.
Negative.
Timber Act.
Irrigation Land Act.
Carry.
Oh, shit, I knew that! Oh, damn it.
Did not.
I read this book. Irrigated Eden, man. I read that book.
What is the Great Arc of Flatland in Southern Idaho called?
Snake River Plateau.
A Snake River Basin?
Snake River Plain.
Ah, jeez.
Plateau is the same thing as Plain, right?
No, it's not.
Basin?
That was close.
Name the Idaho outlaw who wanted to... Who was wanted for the death of a ranch foreman and a train conductor in 1911.
Whoa, I don't know that story.
1911?
Is it, what's his name?
Ooh, Vaughn died before. Hank Vaughn?
What did he do? Kill a train conductor and what?
Name the Idaho outlaw who was wanted for the death of a ranch foreman and a train conductor in 1911.
Butch Cassidy.
No.
God damn it.
Because he died
Whitney.
Before.
Yeah.
Hugh Whitney.
We need to do that story.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Have you heard of that?
No.
I haven't either.
1911, Hugh Whitney. Well, come on.
Hugh Whitney. I can't believe
babe, it's for you. For how many years did the old state penitentiary hold prisoners before the prisoners were transferred to the new prison in
1974?
100
years.
101. 101.
Ah, shit.
101.
That's so depressing that you were so wrong.
What is it?
102.
God dang it.
Can we get divorced?
Yes.
1871.
72.
To 73.
So 101.
Maybe
it was
the
end.
1974. Oh, because they actually held prisoners later because they were like the reception, so they had to stay for a little while. Okay. I always forget about that because the yard opened in 73.
So big.
That's the Idaho State Correctional Institution for everyone else.
Who was Murray's famous soiled dove whose funeral was marked by the closing of the town?
Oh, shit. Madam...
Not a mustache?
No, not a damn mustache.
A Amazon commercial?
Oh, Molly Dam.
Good job.
That's a point for me.
See, I knew we did
this. Put a point down for me.
Yeah, put a point. That was actually pretty good that you know that.
What early 1900s governor was considered to be the best criminal lawyer in the West?
Haley. No, Holly. Holly.
Good job, babe.
Holly, right?
Still tied.
Damn.
It's
getting good, Mark.
Damn.
What Idahoan was called the finest flit napper in the world and had an international reputation among archaeologists for stone tool technology research?
Flint napper?
I feel like Larry would know this.
Yeah.
Oh!
Bora.
I just read some of his stuff, actually.
Stingbird.
Ooh, what was the name?
Donald Crabtree?
Yes, Crabtree. God, yeah, you don't damn it. I knew that one.
Okay.
Cusca is known. No. Cusca is known for
Japanese dirt.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's
Cusca is known for two inventions developed by Oliver P. Robinet. Name one of the two inventions.
What? It's known for Japanese internment, but I'm telling you that I don't care about that.
How about road graders?
Decker saddle.
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
The Pulaski firefighting.
Pulaski.
But that's not, how's that from Cusco? That's from fucking Wallace and Pulaski.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Okay.
Okay.
What was the last name of two missionary sisters, Kate and Sue, who taught Napier's children in the late 1800s and who were often the only white women in Kama Valley?
Davis.
Billy.
I'm just guessing all of them.
Susie Q.
Macbeth.
Never heard of that Shakespearean.
Who was the discoverer of Yellowstone?
Jeff Stanford.
Geyser Hole.
Old Faithful.
Old Geyser Hole.
John Coulter.
Never heard of her.
John Coulter.
Who was the midwife who delivered 500 babies, all of whom lived but one?
Failure. God, I don't know.
Jane Howell.
She sounds like she has an interesting story, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting.
Check her out.
Yeah.
Jane Howell.
How long was the governor's terms of office prior to 1946?
Four years.
No.
It's 4 years now.
2 years.
3 years.
2 years.
I just said that.
After you said four, so you're still wrong.
Bird.
God,
she's strict.
I win.
Because I'm up by one.
All right, Mark is up by one. We're at, 18 to 17? Mark is winning. It's all right. Still time. Still got time.
Who was known as the mayor of Warren and the most honest man in Idaho?
Is that my question or Jeff's?
Lightning round. Who's ever? Yours, maybe?
Oh, Mr. Warren.
Yes. What?
No.
No, it's not.
What is it?
China Sam.
China Sam. Everybody knows China Sam.
Oh, did they hang him?
That's what I thought, yeah. See one of those poor fellows that...
What was the meaning of a penny for Benny?
A penny for an egg's Benny.
No idea.
Idaho's first sales tax.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
That's an interesting story. Look it up.
Yeah. No.
What captain built the first building along the Salmon River at Carmen near Salmon City?
Captain Crunch.
Captain Kirk. Yeah, Captain Sanders, Colonel Sanders.
I got nothing.
You guys should be missing this.
Captain Bonneville. Yeah.
Bonneville. What does SNRA stand for?
Snake River
Alliance.
No, back it up.
Salmon River.
SNRA.
Oh, shit.
SNRA.
Yes.
Nasty rat ass.
Nasty.
Sawtooth.
National. Abba Gabba.
Recreation area.
Shit. You're stupid.
What role did William Borah play in the Harry Orchard trial?
Defense.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Prosecutor.
Assistant prosecutor.
Oh, okay. Well, geez.
Not close enough.
I don't get it.
No.
Goddess Blair.
Goddess Blair is a hard ass.
Hardcore.
What significant event was held at Packard John's castle?
The first.
Cabin.
The first
Catholic. Maybe
first legislature.
Territory's first Democratic convention.
Oh, fuck. I was close.
Demonic convention.
The first demonic convention.
Saint-Tropez. Oh, that's it.
Who was Idaho's most famous statesman?
Borah.
Good job. Ding. Mark. Stop. I will do the dinging.
Oh, sorry. Did you give a point?
Don't rush this process.
Wow.
I kind of want this to be over.
I know, yeah. Just lose.
Well, we got to get to 20.
Mm. What do I got 19, huh? 18?
19. What ethnic group comprised the most decorated U.S. unit in World War II?
Chinese.
Japanese what?
Japanese American.
Good job, Mark. He wins.
No.
Sorry.
It's true.
He didn't say it right first.
Ah, go on.
It was such a... Oh, man.
Oh, well, Jeff,
are we done, or...?
I'll do this one. Okay. What woman ran for lieutenant governor in 1986?
Gracie Faust. Faust.
No.
Gracie Faust.
No.
P-F-O-U-S-D?
No. Marjorie Ruth Moon.
Never heard of her.
Moon's over Miami. I'm thinking of Denny's and breakfast. That sounds good.
Moon's Cafe.
Yeah. Moon's Cafe. Okay, well, regardless, I won.
I don't know if
that's true. Oh, okay. Let's see. But I got this to 20 first. This okay. one wins all.
I got to 20, though.
Name the frequently visited ghost town located in the southwest.
Silver City.
Ruby City. That doesn't count because I've already won.
No.
I've already won. Blair just doesn't want you to win.
Name the North Central Idaho Federal Prison work camp that was later used as an intermittent...
Kushka.
No, intermittent center for Japanese.
Oh, Minidoka? Kushka?
Loksha.
Loksha. There's another one at Loksha?
Loksha.
Loksha?
Loksha?
Well, we determined you guys do not know Idaho.
I thought I already won, though, because I'm at 20.
Yeah, sure you do.
But don't do this, Goddess Blair.
Goddess Blair, you need to rule.
Didn't I get to 20 first? And
yeah,
so we
Mark totally won. Well, so sad that the native did it.
Give him like a ding, ding, ding so he's at least has some pride.
Ding, ding. I have plenty of pride.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hail Mark, winner of the great contest.
Good thing we didn't put any money on that one, Mark.
There we go.
Anyway, okay. This was a shit show, so...
Yes.
If anyone's still listening, thank you. And
thank you, folks.
We'll be back with our next regular scheduled episode on either Aryans or axe murders. We're not sure.
It's an A. It's an A subject.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for listening, and bye.
Bye-bye.
If you want to get a hold of us, send an email to info@idahistory.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Ida History. You can visit us on the web at idahistory.com. Ida History would like to thank our listeners, sponsors, and contributors. If you want to know how you can become a contributor, go to idahistory.com/podcast. Please consider giving us a rating and review on your podcast app. I'm Tom Hart, and this is Devil's County.